Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Lindsay Harmon. She's executive director for Nevada Advocates for Planned Parenthood. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, we have Joe Gill, James Smack, and Ellie Lopez Bowman. All coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
My name is Reed. Envy Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, Envy Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way Envy Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with Envy Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, Envy Energy. It's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Lindsay Harmon. She is executive director of the Nevada Advocates for Planned Parenthood Affiliates. Pleased to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So with the new nomination for the Supreme Court, Planned Parenthood is on full alert.
Full alert, absolutely. We see abortion rights is on the line, and we know that Trump has made every inclination that he will appoint an anti-abortion judge to the seat, as seen with the recent announcement of Kavanaugh. And so we are doing everything we can. We're organizing in states. We're flooding phone banks because we know that we want Kavanaugh to come out and say that, you know, he believes the Constitution affirms an individual's right to choose and to have access to contraception and to allow people to marry whomever they want.
The bottom line, though, is for Supreme Court nominees is that they can't comment on cases that may come before the Supreme Court.
Correct.
And so, you know, the only thing that you're able to do at this point in time is look at his history in terms of rulings that he has made to be able to see what potentially portends for the future. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think what we've seen with Kavanaugh in the past is that he has blocked undocumented women's access to abortion care and has pushed, in that particular case, that undocumented girl into her second trimester. He has links to the Heritage Foundation and other groups. So we know
they actually proposed the nomination to the president.
Yes, and he has the support of every anti-abortion group that is out there currently. So Trump's, you know, original statements were that as part of his litmus test, he was going to choose an anti-abortion judge, and so we believe he's followed through with that with Kavanaugh, and we know that's where he stands on the issues.
Well, that's a statement. Forgive me, because I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Absolutely.
You can make that statement, but you don't know where he stands on the issues until he actually votes on a case that comes before the Supreme Court and votes. And, you know, there's been a history in this country of people being nominated in a certain position, conservative or liberal, to the Supreme Court, and then disappointing the president that nominated them because they don't necessarily vote in the same way. Justice Kennedy would be an example of that. David Souter probably will be the best/worst-case example of that.
Right. Well, the other part of that is, you know, delaying the nomination until after the people have had the opportunity to put elected officials in place that represent the constituents. So I think if that were the case, then let the people vote the elected officials they want into place to make that decision.
Okay, so again, let me back up and give the other side here, which is certainly the Republicans stopped Merrick Garland from Garrick from going forward and saying that we needed to go through another election. But at this point in time, the Democrats do not have the power to be able to stop this nomination. And so unless something amazing happens, the odds are that this nomination will go through before the next general election. And there's not very much that the Democrats can do to stop that.
Yeah, in this particular scenario, and I think
I mean, there's a great hope on the Democratic
right,
side
absolutely.
That it could be stalled.
And I think that's why Planned Parenthood is seeing this as such a serious issue and such a serious and a dire consequence kind of scenario. You know, Justice Kennedy was the deciding vote in a lot of these issues. So for us, it is top priority. You know, so we can't just do nothing. We're going to take every action we can at Planned Parenthood to make sure that we, you know, allow the people an opportunity to make their voice heard.
Well, they don't really get, they get their opportunity through the Senate.
Right. Which is meaning after the elections when we elect the officials that we believe will be.
But only if something, a miracle happens that allows the system to be stalled.
Yes.
But without a filibuster, that's going to be incredibly difficult.
That's correct.
You know, in 1990 in Nevada, the vote of the people effectively put the Roe versus Wade decisions into state law. And according to Ian Bartram, he's a constitutional law professor at UNLV, the ability to get an abortion and the current abortion laws in Nevada would remain the same no matter what Trump does with the Supreme Court. Do you agree with this this opinion by this constitutional law professor?
I mean,
is that the way you see it?
I think for us at Planned Parenthood, we know and are proud of our reproductive history in the state of Nevada. We're overwhelmingly, a pro-choice state. But we've also heard comments from, you know, the current gubernatorial candidate, Adam Laxalt, saying he would look into a ballot referendum to potentially reverse that. And so for us, we're on deck for fights at all levels. We also, you know, stand by women's rights across the nation. So while, you know, the right and access to an abortion in the state of Nevada is very much on the books, we support all of the women who then would have to travel great distances to get abortions if Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Do you think Nevada would be a destination for women who needed an abortion or wanted to have an abortion if Roe versus Wade is overturned?
Absolutely, because if you overturn Roe versus Wade, you're not going to stop women from getting abortions. You're just going to block their access to safe and legal abortions. And so I don't think it's any stretch to imagine that women would travel great distances to get abortion care.
Okay, you mentioned Adam Laxalt, the GOP gubernatorial candidate running against Democrat Steve Sisolak. Is Planned Parenthood going to get involved in that and perhaps endorse one of the gubernatorial candidates? And also, would you endorse in the U.S. Senate race between Jackie Rosen and Dean Heller?
Yeah, we actually have. We've endorsed Steve Sisolak and we have endorsed Jackie Rosen. So we're firmly behind both of those candidates. And we're looking forward to a really good race in November. You know, we know that Adam Laxalt has signed on to numerous amicus briefs for the state of Nevada, a pro-choice state that are, you know, an anti-abortion rhetoric. And so we are standing behind Steve Sisolak and Jackie Rosen. Steve Sisolak came out very early on as a big supporter of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
All right, let's take a break more with Lindsay Harmon when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lindsay Harmon. She's the Executive Director of Nevada Advocates for Planned Parenthood Affiliates. So one thing let's start out with, which is... Does Planned Parenthood not believe that Roe versus Wade is settled law? It's called stare decisis, was the official term.
Right. We believe that that it is the law of the land, that it has stood there for 40 years, and that, you know, our fear is that too many people will come out and say, oh, it's precedent, so it's not something we need to pay attention to. For us, you know, there are restrictions on abortions every day in America. And so for us, we watch this from top down. And so while it may be precedent today, we know that there is an agenda to reverse Roe versus Wade based on Trump's campaign comments.
So you don't believe that it, or Planned Parenthood, I should say, doesn't believe it's settled law?
We believe it's settled law. We just know that there are...
But you don't have faith in that, then?
Well, we have faith in Roe v. Wade. We don't necessarily have faith in the administration's or the special interest groups.
One of the things that Ray pointed out was that even if Roe versus Wade were overturned on a federal level, it's already enshrined in Nevada's constitution. And going into the next legislative session, if Adam Laxalt becomes governor, he will be facing a Democratic legislature, most notably at least two-thirds in one house, if not two-thirds in both houses. So it will be extremely difficult for him to get something passed. Even with a veto.
That's probably true, but we're going to stay vigilant and make sure that, you know, we're protecting women's rights in the state of Nevada.
Okay, so one other thing here, and I'll let Ray jump back in, is that, again, if Roe versus Wade were overturned, it would be left up to the states. It would not be suddenly that abortion was banned throughout
Correct.
The United States, but individual states would be able to vote.
Absolutely. And there are a number of states that already have trigger laws on the books that would then ban abortion within those states. So, like I said, you know, while Nevada does have it on the books to, you know, protect a woman's right to choose, we know that there are states that don't. And so we stand firmly behind women across the nation whose, you know, access to abortion is at risk should Roe v. Wade be overturned.
You know, even without Trump's second nomination on the Supreme Court. Recently, abortion rights advocates have lost twice before the Supreme Court, one ruling dealing with medically induced abortions in Arkansas and another dealing in California with religious crisis pregnancy centers having to tell their parents, their patients, about where they could go to end the pregnancy. Now they don't have to tell them that. What do you think about these two recent Supreme Court rulings that go against abortion advocacy?
I think it indicates that you know, that these are issues that are important, that they're continuing to come up, even with Roe versus Wade having been president and law of the land for 40 years. You know, the crisis pregnancy ruling was actually signed, that amicus brief in support of that was signed by a gubernatorial candidate, Laxalt, and in support of not having to tell women that this is not actually a medical facility. And so we see that, like, that this is a continuing battle that we're going to have to fight.
This issue in Arkansas with medically induced abortions, does that have to do with the morning after pill? I don't understand that.
I'm actually not familiar with that particular case.
Okay. So. Okay, moving on. Just
in the details of that.
What about in Nevada in the 2019 legislature? Has Planned Parenthood come up with a list of bills or issues that they would support or even push?
Yeah, so I think we're planning, we're planning for both a, you know, a Democratic governor and, a Republican governor. Mm-hmm. And what we're primarily focused on in next session is preserving our family planning grants, which were passed in the last legislative session before that, and looking at those rules. So, yes, we do have a proactive agenda that's prepared.
Can you talk a little bit more about these family planning grants? How much were they and what did they do?
It was money set aside for grants to allow health centers to apply to, so not just Planned Parenthood, but there were other health centers that give them money to, you know, get contraceptives to people who need it throughout the state. So,
okay. Planned Parenthood is always synonymous with abortion activism.
Sure.
But it really seems that it's just a really small part of what
sure.
you do overall. Could you maybe talk about the other things you do for to help planning of families go forward?
Sure. Abortion care is 3% of Planned Parenthood.
3%?
So, yes, that's correct. The rest, you know, predominantly we help people get access to contraceptives. We help, people get testing for STIs. We do health education out in the communities, and we do HIV testing. So we run the gamut, but primarily we get people access to contraceptives.
How many people in a year do you help in the state of Nevada? How many clients, maybe?
You know, I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I could get it for you.
All right, but the next time you come back, I'm sure debating this issue before the election. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
thank
we'll be
you.
Right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a real interesting cross-section of Nevada here on our pundit panel, a great one. James Smack is here, former Nevada Republican committeeman. Ellie Lopez-Bolin is a community activist, and the attorney Joe Gill. Pleasure to have you all here.
Morning.
So I don't want to talk about the specifics, because by the time we air this show, the whole Helsinki deal will be gone. But It seems like the Republican Party has no idea where to go with this president at this point in time. James, what do you think the direction is that they should take or are taking?
You know, I think that even some of the Republicans are starting to take the bait that, and this may be the first and last time you ever hear me quote Senator Elizabeth Warren. I saw an interview with her a few months ago, and she was talking about that the Democrat Party needs to stick to issues and quit chasing their tails when it comes to Trump. And it seems like every time the president says something, the Democrats and the press are all going, ooh, squirrel, and running after it. And they're not really paying attention to what's going on. And I would say for the Republicans that are thinking the same thing, look at the actions, don't look at the words. There's always going to be something that comes out of the president's mouth that's going to be controversial. Let the press chase after it and stay on your target and on your message.
Ellie?
I tend to disagree a little bit because I was very disappointed that the Mueller report is not out yet. And he was almost sanctioning Mr. Putin and saying, oh, I met with a very strong leader, a very strong person. He's denying that they had any involvement in her election process when all our investigations are pointing the opposite way. So we are spending tons of tax dollars in the Mueller investigation, which affects all of us and our democratic process. And going forward, if you're siding with him right now, what's going to happen in 2020?
So do you reflect a split in the Republican base
Yes.
in your own personal self?
Definitely, because I think whatever party you belong to, we do have one commander-in-chief, and he should speak for all of us and not some new friend he just made. He needs to protect our democratic empowerment.
James, I saw you wanted to dive in there.
Well, you're talking about a little bit of division in the Republican Party. Some congressmen that are speaking out against the president and that. Okay, that's fine. I also look at what happened in the California Democrat Party last week when instead of endorsing Dianne Feinstein, they went and endorsed an up-and-coming basic liberal socialist for the California Senate seat instead of supporting a senator that's been there since 1992. So we could talk about division within the Republican Party all we want, but I think the Democrats' divisions are a bigger problem right now.
Joe, I'm sitting here, and this is not based on politics. This is just based on being able to report on politics. Debates between Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump would be amazing.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, well, debates between Donald Trump and, what was it, 15 people on the same stage at one point were amazing, too. Quick comment on, I think there's two things going on in the Republican Party. There's what we have to do practically, which is get a Supreme Court nominee approved prior to the election. And then the behind the scenes, oh my gosh, he did it again. And to James's point, I think, you know, there's a concentration on getting the job done, while at the same time, there's an understanding that this unpredictability is going to be part of the norm for the rest of the term of his office.
Well, Elliot, it seems to me that elected Republicans, even if they are embarrassed or don't like what the president says, they don't want to go against him because the base is, Trump is so popular with the Republican base. Do you see it that way?
Yes, he is. And God forbid any one of us should say, as an American, I'm disappointed that there's so many distractions every month, whether it was the separation of family last month or whether it was Stormy Daniels. Every month there's some derailment of some problem going on with this administration that is taken away from our American values, our policies, where we're going to move forward in 2020. And so I think some of us are not afraid to say, well, let's get back to being a united nation and Americans working together.
You know, speaking of polls, I read something this morning. The president's poll numbers have risen 10 points in the last month and a half. So he's in the late 40s, 46, 40, 47. And this was after the Helsinki thing yesterday and the day before. So that's part of this unreal schizophrenia in the Republican Party, I think.
And you bring that poll up. Actually, President Trump is higher in the polls right now than President Obama was at the same point in time in his term. So that's an important distinction to make, because President Obama, if you recall, in 2010, 2 years into his term, they lost the House. I don't think we're going to lose the House if things keep going in the same momentum. I think the Senate was never in play to begin with. But the House always was. I don't think the Republicans are going to lose the House at this point if the momentum in the polling is correct.
But let's get back to the real issue, which is he is almost pardoning Russia and Putin when the Mueller investigation has not been finalized. So that is not okay. I don't care what party you belong to. There is an investigation by a special counsel going on that we don't have all the facts yet.
And despite his change of tune on what he said, as opposed to what we heard he said, I don't think people are buying it. I just don't.
I don't think he changed what he said really at all. It was would or wouldn't, but he has said all along that it could be Russia, it could be other people, it could be what was his comment, a 400-pound guy on his bed doing the hacking. And he's never fudged from that, no matter if he says... If he changes a wouldn't to a would, and right. What he says at Helsinki, he seems to be consistent on what he thinks about the election tampering.
Well, I think, and I've got to wrap this up here, but I think one of the things that we have to look at here is that the American public is enamored by somebody who spent a lot of time on television. Who is not Reagan-esque, who was the previous president that spent a lot of time on television and in the movies. And they buy into a lot of what he says, and they like him, and they're going to continue to like him. It's a fascinating time in history in the United States.
But there's a lot of people just are the opposite. He enrages them.
Right. Well, because we're split basically 50-50 at this point in time. And that's where we're heading over the next 2 years, which I guarantee will be good for this program. That's where we have to leave it, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.